This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. I'm Katie Neal, and this week on the Superstar Power Hour, we got to hang out with Thomas Rhett, who is always just like so wonderful. And I don't know how he's always so wonderful and in such a good mood, because he has four small children and I don't think he's sleeping at all, which we did get to talk about a little bit. We also talked about his latest album, Where We Started, what it was like getting to work with Katy Perry on that, which was really cool, and also see them recently together get to perform on the finale of American Idol. We also talked about his latest single, Slow Down Summer. And I asked him about, you know, the last pinch me moment he had where like something truly crazy happened to him that even he couldn't believe. And he had such a good response. I'll let you hear it for yourself. This is Thomas Rhett on the Superstar Power Hour.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are all those babies in your crazy household?
We're good. We are, you know, always learning how to find a balance between work life and, you know, making lunches for school. But it's a chaos that we enjoy the challenge of, for sure.
For sure. Well, congratulations on the release of Where We Started. I have been jamming to some of these new songs. And as you've been playing this album for people, what songs have maybe surprised you that people have gravitated towards?
It's always a wild thing. You know, like I've gotten to play some of this record for some fans, and you know, there's always ones that you go, well, I like this. You know, is anyone else going to like it? Bring the Bar to You has kind of raised its hand a little bit as somewhat of a fan favorite. I think it reminds people of a song called Vacation I put out a long time ago. And Death Row, like last night we got to do somewhat of a listening event and played that song over some speakers. And it was kind of wild because there was like 100 people in the room and all of them were singing the lyrics like really loud. I never really looked at that song as one of those songs that would do that. But I think sometimes when you trust your gut and you put your heart into a song, I think people really understand where the sentiment was coming from. And so that has become a fan favorite for sure.
That's amazing. I know you had said like you were kind of like nervous about like, should I write this for myself? Should I put this out? Should I not? And it's been really cool, even just on social media, to kind of watch people gravitate towards it. And I think it turned out so well. The story of that song is so amazing. And knowing that it's a true story, like it's just, it's incredible.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been fun to watch the story of that song, no doubt.
And then I have to selfishly tell you my favorite, because I hope that maybe it's on a short list of singles, but Us Someday, I think I have listened to probably 300 times.
You know what? A lot of people have said that. You know, it was wild because I previewed a little bit of that on my social media page last year, and it got so much love. And then when the record came out, I was a little nervous because we kind of went full on string section with that song, but I think that's what makes that song stick out on this album. I think it's very memorable to a lot of people's ears, and the content is very classic TR content.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And that is my wife's favorite song on the record for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. And then let's talk about the current single, Slow Down Summer. Why did you want this to be the first single from this album?
You know, I don't think that people have heard that sort of emotion from me in a very long time. Like, I think the last thing that remotely felt like that was Marry Me. I never really talk about the heartbreaking aspects of my past. I always try to, you know, talk about what's currently happening in my life. And I dove back into a younger self, you know, and wrote that from a position of that I think a lot of maybe high schoolers and college kids may be in, you know, wishing that June could stop because they're dating someone that they're just like, this is it, you know, but they realize that when fall comes around, more than likely the chances of that lasting are very slim. And it was, you know, I don't know. I think it was just the emotion of the song that I hadn't come out with in a long time. And I thought it would be an interesting way to lead off this project.
Definitely. And it has been now almost 10 years or a little over 10 years since your debut single came out. When you look back and you watch that music video for Something to Do With My Hands, like, what do you see in that person?
I don't remember that kid. I really don't. Like, I
he was sleeping maybe, in a Four Kids.
Yeah, maybe Four Kids has just made my past be super blurry. But like I watched that video and I'm like, man, that kid was so green. Had no idea what he was doing. Had no idea what he was getting himself into. But you know, I think every artist would look back 10 years ago and be like, what in the world? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was my hair doing? Why were we wearing those clothes? Like, were those really cool 10 years ago? But I think, you know, those are the things that kind of turn you into who you are.
For sure. And then where we started, this is your sixth studio album. And I have to ask about what I think will be the seventh studio album, Country Again, Side B, which I know everyone's been like, wait, what's going on? But I think it's incredible. Like, you pump out so much music and I think this is so awesome. But where are you in the stage of Side B? Is it finished? Are you working on it?
No. So we're going to go in and I think just kind of record everything this year. There were songs that we recorded that I was like, maybe this is for that, maybe this is for that. But I think putting this record out has made me go, no, we can do better. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go in and record that this year and hopefully have it out this year as well. But the Country Again Side A, the B, like those have become projects that have become like literally my favorite projects that I've ever gotten to do. Because it's like a lot of my records are trying to cover a lot of bases. You know what I mean? Like, I love a diverse record. I love something that when every time you listen to a new song, it sounds different than the last one. But there's something very cohesive about these Country Again Side A and B records that it kind of makes me want to do a C and a D and an E and an F. And like, you know, every couple of years, like come out with a new one, because I love getting to be like, okay, this is the brainwave right here. And these are the songs that we're writing. And I think it makes everybody try to write differently, at least for me. And so I'm really excited to get to work on that one.
That's awesome. I assume that's, yeah, probably a great exercise, because you're like, this can all live together. And then I can do an album of like, we've got your heartbreak, we've got your upbeat, we've got your vacation style song. Like, you have a little more freedom there. But I'm sure being able to put something together like, this is the moment of my life I was in, yeah, it's really special.
Exactly.
Yeah. And did Lauren really not know?
Well, she knew we had an album coming out, but
I mean, she thought it was B.
Yeah. Along with the rest of the world. You know, it's funny, like, I think when you're married and you're both in a career and you also have kids, I think your careers, most of the time when you get in the bed, the last thing that, it's like the last thing on the importance list, you know? Mm-hmm. It's more like, what happened at school today? Did Willa Gray score a goal in her soccer game? And it's like, the next thing you know, 6 months go by and you haven't really talked about anything about your job, you know? And we were out in Arizona doing a photo shoot together, and I was talking about, you know, where we started coming out. And she was like, well, what's where we started? And I was like, well, don't worry about it. You know, it's just an album we have coming out in a couple weeks.
It's just another record, honey.
but it's hilarious. I mean, it just shows you where her head is, for sure. I mean, just completely in mom land and you know, anything else, any other type of information might be an overload. So
exactly. You guys are in the thick of it with the kids right now. So I think everyone can completely understand that. And you've obviously had a very successful career. You grew up around so many country artists, but when was the last time you had like a cool pinch me moment where you were like, what is happening right now? What is this life?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I would say it was like 3 years ago. We were at the ACM Honors event here in Nashville, and there was like a few of us new artists, but mostly it was like icons, and they wanted to do a big group picture. And so I was literally sitting next to Alan Jackson, and George Strait was behind me, and Dolly Parton was on the other side of me. And I was like, this is wild, you know?
That is so wild.
Because I'd never met George, and I went up to introduce myself, and he said, I can't even remember what he said, but it wasn't a lot. It was like very brief. And I was just like, man, that's the king. You know, it was pretty wild to get to meet George in person.
That's incredible. And then I consider you somebody who has like, you know, a great ear for new music. You're always in the room with like new young writers. Who do you feel like right now is an aspiring artist that you're excited about in country music?
Ernest, for sure. Yeah, as an artist, but also like as a songwriter, me and him co-wrote a couple songs on this record, and just such a diverse writer. Like, I feel like he can really go anywhere you want to go. You know what I mean? Like, he came from kind of a rock and hip hop kind of background, but also I think that translates into why he writes country songs so well. He's kind of coming at them from a different perspective. And so Ernest, for sure. And there's a new kid named Connor Smith who I've been working with quite a bit. He's got a song on the radio called Learn From It. And I think you're gonna hear a lot of Connor Smith over the next couple of years.
For sure. Big fan of I Hit Alabama right here. But also he's for coming sure. out Aren't on tour all? With you this summer, the yeah. Bring the Bar to You tour. That starts, I think, later in June. But what are you most excited about for tour? Are you guys doing anything this year on the road that you haven't done before or you're excited to try out?
I mean, I feel like this is the first real year back on the road since 2019. You know, I mean, 2020 was a wash and 2021 was kind of like the appetizer. And I feel like we're finally getting to have dinner now.
Main course.
I don't know. Me and the band have been rehearsing like a ton to like really make this one of our best set lists we've ever made production wise. Having Parker McCollum out there and Connor is going to be awesome. We've already been working out how to kind of intercede everybody into my show and what songs we're going to collaborate on. And just looking forward to like for people to get out there and like not be freaked out about anything. Like I feel like we're just good to go.
I know. I finally feel like last year's is still a little like, are we sure? What should we do? And now I'm like, let's party.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. And then finally, before I let you go, St. Jude is obviously a cause that's so important to so many of us in the country music community. What are some of your, the first thoughts, memories that you think of when you think of St. Jude and the time that you've spent there?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to go a couple of times. My wife's gotten to go a couple of times, like without me. And I think every time we leave there, we feel our day is brighter. And I know that sounds kind of strange to say that, but like when you're talking about a hospital whose main goal is to not be a hospital one day because they hope to cure cancer, that's just something different. You know what I mean? Like those are people that truly are there for the best interest of everybody. And I think that's why so many people want to donate to that hospital. You know what I mean? Like you walk in there and you meet some of these kids and some of them are in stage 3 cancer, stage 4 cancer, and you're sitting there with a guitar and they're just smiling ear to ear. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like they have a real grip on what life is, for me, I mean, it changes me every time I go there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Thomas Rhett, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on the release of Where We Started.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.